Light 104.7 and AM 1570 WVTL.
Dave and Bob talking on the radio. I hope that one Anthony Pignetti is tuning us in online down in Reading, Pennsylvania. The name may not mean a lot to you, Dave, but it means something to me. Young Anthony, go ahead. Do you remember
the question?
Okay, Anthony worked here for a while, for a summer. He was an intern, really made quite an impression, hard-working young man, very interested in sports, and he wanted us to tell our audience, Anthony's family, by the way, lives in Rotterdam Junction, he wanted to tell our audience that he, Anthony Pignetti, has now got a job in the front office of a minor league baseball team, the Reading, Pennsylvania Phillies. So he's down there working for the Phillies organization in Pennsylvania.
Now, he started out wanting to do broadcast work?
Yeah, and probably still has that goal, but he's working. And I must say, he has been willing to do whatever, to work in sports. I'm trying to think, it's not the first such team he has worked for. He didn't work for the Amsterdam Mohawks, but he worked for some other team someplace, I'm quite sure. But now I think he was out in Pittsburgh, or maybe he did another internship at some, it wasn't the Pirates itself, but something like that. And now he's with the Reading Phillies.
Never heard of the Reading Phillies, but it sounds like a nice career move.
It does. Well, let's see what it says about Anthony. He's 24 years old, Dave. Remember that when you were 24?
There's a good start.
Yeah. He'll sell individual and group tickets for the R-Phils, they call them. And he also, he's a graduate of Point Park University in Pittsburgh, PA. And Pignetti has spent time interning, here it is, for the Pittsburgh Explosion of the Continental Basketball Association and for Light 104.7 AM 1570 WVTL in Amsterdam, New York.
Wish him the best of luck. Boy, oh boy, if you talk about the good old days, Bob, I mean, for anybody at age 24.
Yeah, he's out there.
You know, it's a time when you struggle, but when you look back on it,
those glory days.
It's good. It's good.
Glory day. I'm sorry, Dave.
That's it.
All right. Well, anyway, I'd like to apologize and also praise you today, Dave. My news copy is getting more and more atrocious the older I get. I mean...